You are now at stop D of the Holyoke Canal System tour. This is the South Head Library and its park. Park in the South Head Library parking lot. Walk into either the library or the north and attached park as you wish. The South Hadley Library and its attached park sometimes have a view of the wooden dam of 1848, but in winter you can notice its effects on the ice flow pattern since it stops most of the ice. From the central stairwell of the South Hadley Library, notice the view down the spine of the granite dam. Near the door of the history room on the second floor, check out the schematic of the Holyoke Dam technical drawing. This history room has some information on the dam. The wooden dam had its back constructed in 1848 and its large front apron constructed in 1855. It crossed the Connecticut River fully but had a gatehouse in Holyoke to divert water into the Holyoke Canal system and a double spillway in South Hadley Canal system to lead water into the navigational South Hadley Canal and into the industrial Bardwell Canal. Check out the park since you have a close view of the many features of the dam. See the double gatehouses to the right. There are many locations to explore around Holyoke and South Hadley that supports the construction of the Holyoke Dam. You can visit James Newton's house on Chestnut Street. You can visit the Lower Appleton Street Industrial Park. You can go to Wistariehurst, which was the home of William Skinner and his many children. Also, you can go to the Holyoke Public Library, especially its history room, which has maps and city directories and histories of many homes in Holyoke. You can go to the South Hadley Canal Park. This park is on the north end of Canal Street. It has great views of the old South Hadley Canal. You can park right alongside the main gazebo. The South Hadley Firehouse Museum is also a great place. The second floor is devoted to South Hadley history.